Hello and welcome to another e-course from Dennis Wing. Today's course is on right hand strumming and developing rhythmic coordination on the guitar. So by the end of the lesson, if you digest everything in the lesson, you'll be able to play, you know, something like this. So what was I playing right there? It's not really important what chords I was playing. I was playing D, G, and A. But the more important thing is, what was I doing in the right hand? The right hand was strumming in a continuous up and down motion without ever stopping, regardless of whether I was playing the strings or not. I'm going to repeat what this means. The essence of today's lesson is how to keep your hand moving, your right hand moving, regardless of whether the pick is actually striking the strings or just moving past them. Of course, I will explain this in more detail, but this is a huge obstacle for beginners who haven't learned this, and it's a huge boon to players who have learned this. This is why this lesson is extremely valuable and important. It could be one that you listen to many, many times. I also want to say up front that, you know, since people of varying levels will be listening to this recording, I invite the more advanced of you that if in the beginning it's too slow and you already know how to do it, then scroll ahead and find a spot where it begins to get more challenging. On the flip side, I would like to say for beginners, you will not be able to digest all the material in this session. I'll try to go slow in the beginning, but then I'm going to get more advanced as I go along, and you are not by any means expected to digest all this material in one sitting. And that's why I first said, when I demonstrated that little ditty there, that it depending on if you digest all the material in the session. So it's not like you're going to be able to play like I just played in 45 minutes. But all the material is here, and it's something we'll work on in the lessons. But the right hand going, giving a steady motion is like on a train. The wheels turn, and in between the wheels is a lever. The lever goes up and down, and if the train is going slow, the lever goes up and down slowly, and if it goes fast, the lever goes up and down fast. But it never changes. So even though the train is going, horizontal, if you will, that lever is going vertically, you know, at all times. And this is what we're going to do on the guitar. So first, I want to just talk about a basic 4-4 strum. I mean, if 4-4 is the most common time signature, right? It's also known as common time. If you see a C instead of 4-4 at the top of a sheet of music, it means the same thing, common time. You see a C with a line through it, it means cut time. We'll talk about that some other time. But, you know, suppose you just took, let's say we just took a D chord, okay? And the song is in 4-4 time and you have one bar of D. Obviously, you can just play four downstrokes. So 1, 2, 3, 4. That's no big deal. That's pretty obvious. But notice that in between each downbeat, as it's called, in between each beat, your hand is moving up. You're just not striking the strings. And two, and so in between the beats, your hand is moving up, and that's the and of each beat. So if you were to strike, and by the way, the example of the quarter notes is, that's example one. Example two is if you're actually going to strike the strings on the way up. So it would be 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... So now my hand is going down on the beat and up on the end. This is always going to be the case for you guys until we get to 16th notes, which is much later for you guys, for beginners. you're always going to strum down on the beat and up on the end. No exceptions. Okay? This is very important. So, number two again. Now, notice in the sheet that I gave you, number one, the example number one, it has the beats marked 1, 2, 3, and 4, and it has that little symbol above each note of the hand moving down. In number two, on the top, it has the symbol of the hand moving down and the hand moving up. And then it has the example of, these are called eighth notes. 8 of them are in a beat. So we're teaching you rhythmic symbols as well. So in example one, quarter notes, those slash note type things, that's a quarter note for a chord. It just means, one beat each. So that's example one is quarter notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. In example, and there are four of them in a measure, so that's why they're called quarter notes. Each one has one beat or a quarter of a measure, all right? And then example number two is eighth notes, which is 8 of them take up a measure. They're each worth 1/8 of a beat, right? Meaning 1/8 of a measure, meaning half a beat. So you get 8 of them in a bar, so it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and your hand's going down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, okay? So do it with me. I'm going to count 4, and we're going to just do a strum a D chord for several bars of example number 2, and you're just going to do down and up. And I'm going to count along as you play. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And again, it's down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Okie dokes.